Palmerbet on the edge of the box. Oh, it's a straight-up screamer.
Download our app today and enjoy straight-up screamers this FIFA World Cup with great odds, great promos and same-game multi at Palmerbet. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, call 1-800-858-858.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get out of the shower sooner, and then I ask myself, why? I mean, this is where I want to be. So I got a waterproof boat, I shaved, I brushed my teeth, and I ordered a pair of chinos from J. Crew.
When are you getting out?
I'm not!
Shorts.
For the man who has nothing to hide, but still wants to.
So this is a thought that's been popping up in my head for a little while now, and more so as I'm following along Tassie's bid to become the 19th team in the AFL. And without a doubt, they should be successful in that bid. It would be the ultimate slap in the face to that state if the club presidents were to say no. And it's a state that we've continually slapped in the face since footy started. They absolutely deserve their own team without a shadow of a doubt, and it would be an absolute travesty if they were denied. It would kill football in that state. It would be the final nail in its coffin. We have to make that happen. It will be one of the most significant moments in the history of the game if they are to get their own team. And if they didn't get a team, I would be absolutely fine if they plonk a letter down at Anthony Albanese's desk or the Governor-General's desk and say, "Dear Australia, this is us officially announcing our resignation. I'd like to inform you that we'll give our 2 weeks' notice and we are packing our things and we are out. We are seceding. You have wronged us for the last time." Conversation as well recently around West Coast and how they're struggling and people referencing Fitzroy's percentage back in their final year in the competition. And then you think of South Melbourne and them being moved to Sydney. So it got me thinking. Given that the AFL was essentially born out of the VFL and then with teams in other states slowly added along the way to where we find ourselves now in an 18-team competition with a plethora of teams in Melbourne, and the argument often comes up that there are too many Melbourne teams. And if you think about the AFL and especially Melbourne teams in terms of what the NFL do, in terms of how like, the NFL set up, for example, there are 332 million people in America and there are 32 NFL teams. So if you divide that up, that's roughly 10.3 million people per team that you're basically competing to get as fans. I know that there's other interests, there's other sports, but essentially that's what you're hoping. You get as many of those people to support you as you can to buy. And in the AFL, you're wanting people to buy memberships, people to buy merchandise, people to come to games. So in the AFL, in Australia, 26 million population, just under, 18 teams, that's a team for every 1.4 million Aussies. And if we get to 20 teams, it's going to be 1.3. A team to every 1.3 Australians. And yes, I know, other interests, other sports, but that's essentially the population breakdown. That's what you're competing for. It's a big, big difference in those numbers. And in Melbourne alone, we've got 9 teams and 1 in Geelong. So that's 10 teams in Victoria. So the population of Victoria is 5 million people. So 5 million divided by 9 of the teams in Melbourne, that's a team to every 555,000 people roughly. And Geelong's got a population of 250,000, so that's how they've that's what they've got at their disposal. And of course they're going to get supporters from other places and everything like that. But if you did look at it in those terms and you were to start it all again from scratch, pack it all in, wipe the slate clean, don't erase the history of the game, but if you said we are going to start this from scratch and build a national footy competition from the ground up, how many teams would you have and where would they be located? This is what I've been thinking about regularly at the minute. So you'd have to have 2 teams in Sydney. It's the biggest population base in Australia. Would you have 2 in Queensland? Junior numbers are on the way up. Women's footy's massive there. Is the Gold Coast option a viable one in a transient population that is getting more and more solidified and less transient, but it's still, the jury is still out on whether that works. So you definitely have a team in Brisbane. You definitely have to have 2, maybe 3 in WA, but let's just stick with 2 in Perth for now, 2 in Adelaide. So where does that leave your other teams? I think you've got to have 1 in the Northern Territory to give that a try. That's a footy heartland. You definitely have to have 1 in Tassie. So that's a footy heartland as well and needs to be recognised. So if you were going to start from scratch, you'd have one in Tassie. I think you keep one in Geelong. And then the question is, how many teams in Melbourne? I would think that if you were to start this all from scratch, and this isn't about who gets to stay, this is nobody stays. We wipe the slate clean, we blow it all up and rebuild it from the ground up. I think you would only have four teams in Melbourne. I think you could almost divide it up north, south, east, west, and go from there. And with and the fifth Victorian team would be a Geelong team. So that would leave you with a 14-team competition, and maybe it's everybody plays each other twice during the year. And do you have a top eight, or is it a top six, or is it a top seven? How would you rebuild a national footy competition from the ground up if we were to start it all from scratch?
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.